All discussion and discourse heard on Flixit's Rage is designed for entertainment value only. Any remarks said are said with no malintent and are meant to be humorous. No offense is intended by any of these remarks.
So, Mom, Dad, if you're listening, stop.
No, 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 no,
why you do this? Why you do this?
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no,
spoilers are in the movie.
Why you do this? This podcast contains the spoilers. No, 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 why you do this?
This is the FlixX Raid podcast, starting in 5, 4.
Hi, welcome to FlixX Raid. We're your hosts, Tony.
And Jeff.
Tonight we have with us the beautiful Herbert.
Hello, people.
And we have OG Sound Guy here once again.
You are exceptionally loud today. You know that?
I'm trying.
Sound great.
Oh, he's
Mr. James.
Hey.
Say your name there. So.
James, always James.
Hey, guys.
Hi, James.
The pretty
hey
sound guy.
Nice to meet you, James.
It's hello, pretty Brian.
I didn't even do anything with my hair today.
Oh, no.
Really? I thought you saw a stylist.
No.
Really? Because tonight we're doing the movie, You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
You just
a
don't.
A styling movie.
You never mess with the Zohan.
All right, Jeff, hit us with the synopsis.
Synopsis.
Tired of all the fighting in his country, legendary Israeli commando Zohan fakes his own death and goes to New York, where he can fulfill his fondest dream, to become a hairstylist. Zohan's sexy way with a cut and curl makes him a hit with Manhattan's elderly women, but when enemy Arabs spot him, Zohan has to call on his military skills if he ever wants to wield scissors again.
Dun dun dun!
Boop.
All right.
I feel like we watch different movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait. So what? When were the cats coming in?
What
cats?
Never mind.
The hacky sack cats.
The hacky cat.
The hacky cat.
Which, by the way, I hate that they call it in the movie "catsy sack."
Cat-sack.
Hacky cat works so much better.
Yeah, it kind of does. Actually,
catsy sack.
Oh boy.
Jesus.
Hacky cat.
There has to be a joke we're missing in there.
I think that it's just. Once again, playing off
pussy. I don't know.
He did play with pussy a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Squirted hummus on it and whatnot.
It's yeah. Just, he's always Steve.
It's weird. It's weird.
Okay.
Moving on.
So, what did you think of the film, James?
I'm sorry. Was I supposed to think through this film?
Not really. Okay. What did you think of it?
What? Give us a two-sentence synopsis.
Adam Sandler humps a lot of things, and you laugh a whole ton. There you go.
That's very
the
accurate.
Bush. The bush.
All right. And Mr. Herbert.
The exact same.
Two-sentence synopsis.
It is an Adam Sandler movie. That
did
is
you
it.
Adin?
Adin.
Adin.
Adam.
Adin.
Adin Sandler.
Adam. Adin. It is an Adam Sandler movie.
Okay, what's
Allah
it mean?
Adin.
Hmm?
What's it mean?
Give us something more.
Oh, I don't know. It's just one of those movies you can just watch without really thinking. You just watch.
You can enjoy it because it's not that good.
All right, yeah. So speaking of Adam Sandler movies, we do this thing now where we play a game.
Oh, dear.
I hate games.
I fail.
And the winner gets a little crown to wear.
Oh,
can I just wear
as
it?
As long as you don't knock over stuff.
No, I'll knock over all the things.
Okay.
All right, so the game is name that Adam Sandler film.
It's Jules or Missing.
From the tagline.
So we've come up with a bunch of taglines that we think kind of make sense for Adam Sandler films.
There's no Jules.
Shut up.
He had to sell them for cash.
I had to sell them, okay?
Be silky smooth.
I want to be silky smooth.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. With the game.
I'm sorry, are we talking like promotional taglines, like when the movie was out, this was the tagline on the poster, or are you
talking
quotes from the movie?
Neither. Nope. We came up with taglines for the films.
Oh, dear.
What the? That's bullshit.
Yes.
So you could just make up whatever you want and put it to whatever movie you want, and we could never know.
Yeah. No.
This
no,
sucks.
No. We actually thought about it.
This sucks.
We put in some effort. All right. But here's the thing. So after you get the after you guys guess, if you guys can say a quote from the movie, you get a bonus point.
Oh.
So it's 1 point for getting it, but then there's a follow-up of, once the movie's been named, you can actually...
So even if we don't get it, you're going to tell us what the movie was, and then we can quote something.
Bingo.
All right.
That's the game. Okay. So each one's essentially worth 2 points. Winner gets the crown.
Let's do this!
Okay.
Jeff, do you want to start since you did these?
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Jeff did. I quit.
Sometimes you wish you could mute your girlfriend.
Ding. James!
Click.
All right, perfect. Damn it. 1 point for James. I should be writing this down.
Yeah, probably. That's my mouse pad.
I think he's going to win, period.
Now, name a quote.
Use the mouse pad.
Well, Jeff took the mouse pad.
Oh, my God. Mice pads.
All right, so can anyone do a quote from Click?
Oh, crap. Yes.
Can you?
No.
All right. So right now it's 1 point for James.
For Pretty Brian.
No. No, no.
Better Brian.
Better Brian.
OG.
Brian is Pretty James.
There you go. Which is a little insulting because he's not even that pretty.
Well, you know, have you seen Amir? Obviously not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so ready for this one? Brain injury leads to a one-night stand, and then another, and then another.
Ding!
Okay, ding.
51st States.
Yep. Yes! 2 points for James. Woo! All right, can either of you do a quote from the movie?
I'm usually so good at this. I haven't seen the movie in a while.
Yeah.
The only thing I could think of is something from the very end where it's like the tape at the end, but... Even then, it would be tough.
It's something like, from the tape, then doesn't he come up and say, come up and meet your family or something like that? I can't nail it.
Something
so
similar to that.
All right. So it's two points for James, zero for Herb.
Mm.
Woo!
Good job.
So, for the next Adam Sandler movie, how many times can you rebuild a kitchen?
Ooh. This is a serious film.
Mm.
Thoughts?
Rebuild a kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing.
Nothing's jumping to my mind.
Do we get a hint if we can't get it?
Yeah, why not?
Supporting actor is Don Cheadle.
I lost.
Oh, shit.
Wait, is it anger management?
No.
Damn it.
Oh, that was a good one. We should add that one. Oh,
you guys.
I would have quoted the shit out of that one. No, I got nothing.
Rain Over Me.
Oh, I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, wait, you said serious. Never mind.
Yeah.
All right.
Serious drama of anger management.
You're going to get a quote from it.
Yeah, I was like, seriously, anger management? That's what you went with for a serious movie?
Yes.
I'm always so serious.
It is very serious.
Is this my read?
Yeah.
Criminals beat guards and get away with it.
Oh, ding.
Yes, ding.
Gridiron Gang.
No, wrong.
Wait, no.
All right, goes to Herbert.
Shit. No, Herbert. I've got it now.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Do you know what Adam Sandler film this is?
I know exactly what it is.
I don't think so.
I don't know why it's a gridiron.
Say it again. Criminals beat guards and get away with it.
Can I tell him?
Oh, come on. I think I'm going to know this one.
You can give him the point. I'll tell him.
A mile.
No.
Oh,
no. Close.
No.
You're close, but different.
Yard.
Yep.
You're close.
Something yard.
Yep.
50 yards?
Nope.
51st yards?
Nope.
God damn it.
Can
I
say
it?
The longest yard.
Yes.
There it is.
All right, we'll change the point on that one.
Gridiron Gang. What the fuck's wrong with me?
Yeah, no kidding. All right, now quote.
Nope.
No?
He gonna shit himself.
I think that is one, isn't it?
That is one.
You guys don't even know?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure
this is bullshit.
Oh, no, wait. I messed it up. I was like, I think he shit himself. That's what it was.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right.
All right, I'll give Herb a point on that one.
All right.
Of course, when it says shit, I have to remember it.
Yeah.
Best friends get married to get help.
I think it didn't update
because I wrote it upstairs. So best friends get married to get medical help.
Get medical help.
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's Just Go With It.
No.
No?
Jack and Jill?
Good guess, though.
What was the reason
for
that, then?
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Don't.
I enjoyed
it.
Spoiler
out of
warning.
Don't watch
Adam
that movie.
Adam Sandler's and Kevin James.
James.
It was a lot like the, you know, you watch it to turn your brain off.
Oh, sorry. Right. Movie. So okay. Neither of you going to get a quote on that one, I'm going to guess?
Probably
not. Since Herbert's not seen
no.
it.
No. I can't remember.
You want to read this one since I took the last one?
Somebody should.
Sure. Bad at one sport, good in another.
Happy Gilmore.
God damn it.
He didn't ding, but I'll give him the point. James is all like, hand up. Herbert's like, just answer. Fuck you. All right, and a quote.
You took his hand, so I got you his head.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'd also said I've also would have accepted
anything
your
from
home
the movie.
Ball.
Nah, I'll just beat him now.
The price is
guns
wrong,
don't kill
motherfucker.
People. I kill people. That was written on a shirt. I believe that's Mr. Gilmore's.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit.
All right. This one's gonna be an easy one. So don't ding on this one. Just first one to answer and complete their sentence. A good deed means Hawaiian punch and having your socks put on.
Oh, God.
Really?
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 Yes.
Mr. Deeds?
Yes.
Thank you.
And a quote from it.
After he stabs him in the foot. Oh, why would you do that? No, I'm just kidding. Paraphrasing. Paraphrasing, of course.
I would have also accepted, that's Hawaiian punch.
What's next? Yeah. He just stole the crown.
You haven't
There's
won
no
it
jewels
yet.
In
You're
it.
Very far.
James, good, shut up.
Good good moral support.
Bumpkin learns to play, and not everything is the devil.
Little Nicky?
No.
I don't know. I heard devil, and I just guessed.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was about to say that. One more time?
A bumpkin learns to play, and not everything is the devil.
Nope, I don't know.
Waterboy.
Oh.
Waterboy!
Does that count as a quote?
James kind
of Water sucks.
All right. Piss on that restaurant!
It's a little obscure, but...
Piss on that restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I literally say that a lot, though.
Tagline from a movie.
Mm. Nah, I got nothing.
Herbert?
Oh, come on.
Herbert,
were you
do you give up?
Or were you
no,
chewing?
I'm trying to remember, because I know what you're talking about. It's just... Ah! Have that moment in Anomia where you can't really remember it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm calling Herbert. He's taking too long on this. It's Big Daddy.
There you go.
I'm
knew
sorry.
It was Daddy, but I just didn't
Big
remember.
Daddy.
Big Daddy?
Big Daddy.
Quotes?
Piss on that restaurant.
No.
Yeah. No.
40 packets of ketchup.
What about him?
That's a,
oh, that's the next one?
That's a quote.
That would be the quote from the movie.
Oh.
A good prince wants to be bad.
Little Nicky.
Yes.
Thank
Damn
you.
It!
And a quote.
You can do it, Nicky. You Herb. Can do it all night long.
Henry Winkler, covered in bees.
I always wanted to kill a man.
Oh, God.
Next.
Animated fellow learns the meaning of the holidays.
Animated, to, you know, clarify, because you kind of mumbled that one.
8 Crazy Nights.
Damn
yes.
it.
Yes.
That's what I was going for.
And a quote.
This is the happiest day of my life.
Wow.
All right, so Herb's behind by 1 point right now.
Oh, shit.
As we go into the last question.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Who is going to get the points. Princess crown?
James.
I want that crown.
Oh, I thought that was the question.
The most important thing to learn in school is O'Doyle rules.
Who the hell is O'Doyle?
Herb?
Billy Madison.
Yes!
Oh,
all right, so it's tied.
They're tied.
So if someone can quote Billy Madison, they get the crown.
And I know the movie like the back of my hand.
Well, you're not playing.
You don't count.
And he's reffing.
I don't care.
Ah.
No? No? Do I have to break the crown in half?
I would love to see that.
Actually, I want to see this.
I
don't
want to see that. He doesn't want to break the crown. He just bought it.
I didn't even buy it. I found it.
Mystery crown.
I found
he
it
doesn't want to have to buy another one for the next time.
Yeah.
What are you hiding from us, Tony?
What?
What are you hiding from us?
Nothing. I'm a pretty
princess. A dead princess? Oh.
I'm a pretty princess.
We went two different places.
What's hiding in the closet?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Now, here's a hint. We literally gave you a quote.
I'm fine with a draw at this point. I got nothing.
All right, so a good quote from this would be, O'Doyle rules.
Fuck you. I didn't think we could use the tagline of the quote. That's cheating.
Yeah.
Or you get your ass outside and you find that fucking dog.
Okay.
All right, so, you know, to settle tiebreaker, James gets the Darth Vader button. Woo-hoo! And Herbert gets the crown.
Yes.
I'm fine with this. This is a good trade. Because now I get to look at this.
It suits you, Herbert.
He put the crown on and his hair is just like, it's good. It's good. It really is.
Jesus Christ.
My hair is silky smooth.
Oh, my God,
did
Brian,
anyone else
up.
Realize where that's from? That is a reference back to Billy Madison.
Oh, yeah, that's
actually
another quote from Billy Madison.
It is actually seriously a reference back when he's in a bathtub scene, and he says, conditioner makes your hair silky and smooth. And it's a callback to that. It kind of makes me laugh every time I hear that in this movie, because it's like, nobody probably realizes that's where it's from.
Bitch, somebody did.
Like me.
All right.
No, you are nobody. You're right. He's right. Sorry, I couldn't let that lie.
Yeah.
So.
Moving on.
Back with you.
You?
Don't mess with the Zohan. I forgot what I was saying.
You. You.
What the fuck are we watching? What are we?
So the primary plot point,
hello,
or I'd say, of this film, something that the plot kind of revolves around.
Hummus.
Is, yes.
Hummus.
How did you know exactly what I was going to go?
Because I am fucking brilliant.
It is hummus, 100%. You know, like, he uses it to style hair. He uses it to clean his glasses.
To make
tea.
Brushes his teeth.
Yeah, exactly. Puts out fire.
Lubricant.
Yes. Actually, I'm pretty
sprays
sure he
on
does
the
it
cat.
One point.
Pisses on the cat.
Ketchup.
They are abusive to that fucking cat.
No, yep, kidding.
Does he have like a grudge against cats or something?
I know, between cat, hacky cat, or catsy sack. Seriously,
hacky cat.
Hacky cat.
Like, just so much easier than catsy sack.
Most of those scenes were a catastrophe.
Get out.
Was that supposed to be funny? I legitimately did not even get it until he said get out. I didn't think it was funny. I didn't know he was joking.
Okay. I can't remember what scene made me gag. It might have actually been when he was licking her hair.
Really?
Yeah, because I was watching it with Tash, and I was just like,
ugh. Imagine what soap would taste like.
Don't you mean soup?
No, soap.
No.
Onion soup. He fetches onion soup.
Soup.
But it was shampoo.
Yep.
I wasn't.
Oh, yeah, when
punny.
He puts the conditioner.
It wasn't a pun. I was literally saying he's licking conditioner off of her hair.
He later eats conditioner.
I know.
Yeah, he pours it straight in his gob.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Yep.
Ugh. You're a gob.
But
no, that was the business across the street.
Going
out of business.
Gob.
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 Yeah. Gob. Gob, gob, gob,
gob.
Actually,
gob.
Not a bad name for a business.
Gob.
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 We gob ya.
Gob.
Main point of this entire movie is the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And the kind of
I'm sorry, what?
Like, that's
one more time for Bigfoot.
Run that past me again.
Like, that's where the kind of,
no,
like,
no, 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 no. The what conflict?
Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Okay. Did anybody else hear him say Australian? The Australian-Palestinian conflict. I swear to God.
Yeah. It's a long distance.
Yeah. It's right near Tibet.
They're fighting over the Gaza Strip.
Over the Tibetan Strip.
Didn't say it was a heated battle.
No, but apparently this is like the most intractable conflict in the world. That's what it's being called by many years, because apparently it's been going on since like 1945, where the entire Middle East really doesn't like Israel a lot.
Like I was saying apparently and stuff, like it's new news.
Apparently.
New news.
Apparently it's been going on for hundreds and hundreds of
years. Well, they did take like pieces of every other country and made a new country in the middle of everything, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah. It's just like, just.
The Jordanians really didn't like that.
Sounds like a bad idea.
Apparently.
It's like, let's steal land from all these people and make this landlocked country. It's not landlocked.
It's not landlocked. It has access
to the Red
Sea.
But it's still pretty much like surrounded by now new enemies on all sides.
Yeah, pretty much.
That is like the worst decision ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but some decisions are not made with a lot of thought sometimes. But then again,
welcome
there's
to
some,
the UN.
Yeah, there's some things that they... I'm not going to get into this because there's arguments on all both sides that
okay.
are...
Because he doesn't know them.
Let's hear them.
I don't know all the arguments on either side. I'll be honest there.
Boom goes the bomb.
All right, so...
I'm not fully
James,
versed on this
you're
conflict.
Israeli.
I'm Israeli?
Yeah, you're from Israel.
Oh.
You're Israel now.
Thanks for telling me.
Yeah, and you're going to be Palestine.
Allah!
All right, so what's the conflict here?
I'm jealous of his pretty crown.
we'll just call the lava lamp the Gaza Strip.
What about
this,
the West Bank?
But it's very hot.
It's because I've been bombing it.
It's actually not really lava-y, is it?
No,
just kind of stagnant.
It has to warm up.
Like our conflict.
It has to get heated.
It is about to get heated. Why you do this? Why you do this?
No, 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 no,
why you take our land? We need our land for our property. No, 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 no,
no,
no, no,
no, no,
no,
no, no, no, we have been here for literally thousands and thousands of years.
No, 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 we were here first.
This is extremely racist and we should not be doing this.
Fucking.
And this movie wasn't racist?
Actually, this movie was fucking racist. Fuck it. You know, like, let's face it, this entire movie was just a big fucking stereotype.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, even down to...
Like, the stereotype of Israelis being able to drop piranhas down their pants and be fine with it.
I hate that stereotype.
I hate that stereotype. Those motherfuckers
hurt, man. I don't care what you say.
Well, let's look at Rob Schneider doing brown face in the towel in the cab.
Rob Schneider.
He was doing.
It was Rob Schneider, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You just caught on.
Rob Schneider is a stapler.
Nitrogen.
Like, let's face it, his entire brown face performance was racist.
No kidding.
But it wasn't. But it wasn't.
My
God.
Goat!
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a little bit
he
of a...
goat?
Onion soup.
Soup.
Soap.
Not soap.
Not soap. Soup. You ruin everything.
How does a goat fetch soup?
Oh, this is never going to end, is it? I've got a gaming session planned later tonight, so we should keep doing what we're doing.
In fact, you should bring it here.
We were supposed to do something like that for my birthday.
Ooh.
It was really just we were going to get drunk and podcast. I think it never happened. That's too bad.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
But the funnier part about this is, like, they idealize terrorism in this movie, actually, kind of.
He was talking about how we didn't do anything for my birthday. The funnier part about that was that we were all here and you weren't!
Hey, it's actually true.
Now I'm just sad.
But in all seriousness, I love the fucking Phantom.
I was like a freaking like,
yeah, the fucking,
fucking Phantom.
Phantom.
You gotta love the
He's
fucking
a celebrity
Phantom.
Terrorist.
It's Ghostbusters, right?
No, it was a scary movie too.
No, in this movie
no,
he makes
he pulls
ghosts.
The pants off and
he doesn't fight.
Invisible
he doesn't blowjob. Bust them. He makes them.
Oh yeah.
With bombs.
With bombs.
This
no,
is polysporin. Strange.
Hmm?
Polysporin. No,
Neosporin.
Neosporin.
No, that's the idiots. That's not Phantom. Phantom makes ghosts. He uses RPGs.
Mukhentuchen.
And makes ghosts.
Yeah. And makes ghosts.
He owner of Mukhentuchen chain.
Yeah. With yogurt stand beside.
No.
I love that he owns, he makes that, and apparently within like a couple months, it it has 200 restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a chain of 200.
That's pretty impressive.
No.
What was the town that he was in with the fucking,
Adim, or something like that.
Adim, and he's got the the women in the like pleather or latex burkas.
His like four wives.
His four wives in their sexy burkas.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
We're okay with that, but we're not okay with a burkini.
Yeah. Hey. We're okay with a burkini. It's Montreal.
Oh, okay.
You know, the backwoods of Canada. We used to be that.
Ooh.
Now it's Montreal. Banning
that's
pit
low.
Bulls. And
you're
the
right.
Burkinis.
You're right.
They are seriously becoming the backwater conservatives of Canada.
And we're the liberals.
Suck it. Welcome to the dark ages, motherfuckers.
We have the plan, guys.
What is this fact you speak of?
I don't know. Words are hard.
Words far hard, James. You know what,
actually? That brings me to my next point.
Yes. What is your next point?
It just reminded me of a couple of things, which reminded me of another thing. Let me bring you along on my train of thought, all right?
I'm intrigued to go on a thought journey with James.
We're
going to
go on a thought journey with James.
Uh-oh.
I need my own theme music, okay? From now on, thought journey with James, we have theme music. I like it. Okay, the punch is over.
Perfect. All right.
Reminded me of a video I watched just recently about why you should vote for Donald Trump.
Okay.
It sounds like you've seen this.
I've seen this.
Yeah, and it's a bunch of people talking about how great he's going to be, and he's going to make our country great again, blah, blah, blah. And all these people that are promoting him and stuff, they pan out by the end, and it's like, you know, guys at a book burning or lighting up the cross at a KKK rally. And
oh, the SNL skit.
Was
it SNL?
Yeah, it was SNL.
Okay, yeah.
We need to bring he brings our country from here. To hear,
and he's got a swastika on his arm. Yeah. So that reminded me of me thinking that every time that Zohan was like, "Yes, I'm the best. I'm best. I'm the best at this." It just reminded me of Donald Trump.
Oh.
Just run around saying, "I'm the best." What makes you the best? Because I am. I have no experience whatsoever. I'm the best.
The difference being,
Zohan was actually good at what he wanted to do.
Yeah, Zohan was actually good at things.
Uh huh.
Don't go there, girlfriend.
Ooh.
But then again, that brings up the point. Was he actually good at what he did?
Yes.
I don't know.
According to the guy in the boardroom, besides the sex, he does give a good haircut.
I guess that's true. But to be honest, any employer after the first time that he did that, she's laughing and smiling. Like, but I would seriously
like
be like,
you just banged that customer in the bathroom.
Like, she just gives him this look like, ah, that's okay. Anyone else would be like, the fuck? You're fired. Get the fuck out.
But that's the American dream.
To just bone old ladies?
Well, if you want to, maybe.
After.
He likes the G-MILF.
Yeah, the G-MILF. He
the
likes
G-MILF.
The G-MILF.
That's a grandmother
G-MILF.
I like to fuck.
Your grandmothers, I like two fucks.
Granny board.
Good, you've seen Metalocalypse.
Yes.
Boom. I knew someone would get that reference.
I figured
somebody
would.
Now I can't get the music out of my head.
Okay. Oh no.
Turkey war tooth.
But tall, yeah, that the amount of old women in this movie.
You gotta admit that that older lady, when she turns around, her bum's not that bad.
Which one? There were so many.
The mom.
The one with the good bum.
Yeah.
The quote unquote.
The mom.
Polish
mom. That he was staying with.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you like big butts and
cannot
lie.
You are the brothers. You just can't deny.
Like, I mean, she had a big butt.
She did.
And
she definitely
and
a
round
had
thing
a
in your face. He got sprung, and he pulled up tight.
It's true.
Okay, I'm done.
And we're done with that.
Actually, I'm not, but I'll stop.
Yes.
To be fair, it's a legitimate business model.
Yeah.
He's giving them something that they need, and they're paying him
lots
for
of people, lots of places that do that. Yes. I mean, they're called brothels, but you know, they're things.
Hey, massage parlors, rub and tugs, happy endings.
Yeah, they're just getting happy ending haircuts.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Oh my god, that would be
Click.
An amazing business name.
No, it's Zohan, not Click.
No, it's Click because I just had an idea.
Okay,
I just had a business plan.
What's your business plan?
Exactly what you just said.
Oh,
just had
happy
same,
ending
yeah.
haircuts.
Happy ending haircuts.
Happy ending.
But the
haircuts.
Funny,
imagine getting a blowjob while getting your haircut.
Yeah, because you're cutting the hair and it's a happy end.
And we'll call it H-E-H. Dot dot dot. Because you
happy
come out your
haircuts. Dot dot dot.
Yeah.
The logo would just be
exactly. Because you go in and you get your haircut, you have your happy ending, and you walk out thinking that holy shit, this is legal. You just go. Huh. Huh. That was kind of cool. Jeez. I think I need a haircut next week. Again.
Oh, I need to get my haircut tomorrow.
Hey, not a bad idea. But goddamn, that man had stamina.
Do up the posters. Get us business cards. Find girls. You know, apparently, where is it? You'll know. I don't know why you'll know. Probably because you're wearing a crown. There's a... there's a coffee shop somewhere that just recently opened up. I think it's... I don't think it's in the States, maybe. Where you order a latte and a blowjob. And the baristas give you a blowjob while you drink your coffee.
No, I don't know this.
No?
I don't think that'd be in the States because prostitution's illegal
Probably
there.
Nope. In some certain states, it's not
somewhere.
Technically illegal.
I guess Nevada, it's not technically illegal.
I think Nevada and I think parts of
Google
Texas.
Machine, gotta get the Google machine. Gotta get a Google.
Like, I know
Google
for sure
machine.
Nevada isn't, because they have the Bunny Ranch or whatever.
Yeah, like there's...
Bunny Ranch?
Yeah, so in Nevada...
I thought that was the money team, and that's...
I think I know.
Yeah, in Nevada, it's prostitution's illegal only in the city of Las Vegas.
Ah.
Which is funny, but it's legal outside of the city.
Okay.
So if you go, like, just outside of city limits of Las Vegas, there's a place I believe is called the Bunny Ranch that's essentially just a big whorehouse.
Pretty much.
Okay, I think I heard about something.
Also, in Las Vegas is the world's largest strip club. However...
You're
in the
not.
States, strippers suck because they wear pasties.
Ah.
Okay. Happy
don't,
ending.
Don't look at me. Do your thing.
Don't look at me!
Don't look at me!
That's...
Okay, well, this can't be right. I found a Facebook page.
And
happy endings. Coffee and cakes.
Where is that?
Philippines.
Yeah, Philippines, but it's got a lot of... I mean, this looks like a child's website.
It's a Facebook page. It's
slightly
not
disturbing. You know what I mean. This looked like toys, but it looks like it's a cake.
Those are cakes.
Okay, so search coffee and a blowjob.
Wait. We're going to read about this place first. It's open now.
Okay.
Until
we could call them. Find out, hey, are you the place that gives...
That gives a blowjob with their coffee? No,
like, no,
okay,
stop
so like...
calling us. Why does everyone think that? Because your name is Happy Endings.
Oh, dear God. Happy ending and cake.
Oh, you're focusing on me too much. Geneva. It's in Geneva.
Oh, that makes sense. The Geneva Convention, all
what?
That stuff.
How does that make sense?
How does that have anything to do with it?
Shut up, Tony.
So the big conference in Geneva, what was that to you?
The first line of this article is, boy, this really sucks. No, really. Earlier this summer, the world got a pair of naked restaurants, one in Japan and one in London. Now a coffee shop in Geneva is hoping to kick things up a notch with the Fellatio Cafe. That's it.
Fellatio
Cafe.
All right, they win. They win at life.
That's a brilliant
question.
Yeah.
Hey,
weird
does
question.
Anybody want to go on a
started
road trip?
By guys or girls?
That's a good question.
I really want to know. Is it a bunch of girls who started it? Because if so, you know, like...
Bill's about $80.
Ha.
Yeah, okay, that makes
patrons
sense.
Are giving an iPad on which they select an escort from various thumbnails. That escort performs oral sex. It's
we
all
don't...
legal in Switzerland.
We don't kink shame here.
Ladies, you aren't forgotten about. The site says the owners are considering a small service for female customers.
Ah.
So probably male.
Yeah.
That'd be my assumption. You don't know, but that'd be my assumption.
Who knows where that'll
go? It doesn't say.
But you know what?
Let's go to the website.
It's starting right now.
Fellatio Cafe.
Started.
Let's go to the website.
Fellatio Cafe. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Right. Can you select an escort?
I think that's an internal server thing. Warning, content on this website is intended for adult audiences. By clicking on enter fellatio-cafe.com, you can find me over 18 years. Oh, there are the thumbnails. Okay.
Those are pretty good
thumbnails.
Whoa.
Yeah? I mean, right? Yeah.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, these are 9-10.
Hey, a banana.
The bill, please.
A good coffee selected by experts. Short or long, cappuccino or reset.
What is she doing?
Straight out. She's licking the banana.
She's licking the banana, man. Have you never eaten a banana? Like, come on. Is that not how you eat a banana?
It's not. It's not supposed to be a banana. It's a euphemism.
Wait. You're not supposed to eat bananas like that? I thought you just keep licking them until you get to the center.
To accompany your coffee, what better than a good relaxing indulgence practiced by professional creamers? You have got to be kidding me.
This is fucking perfect. You know what?
Holy shit.
If you're going to open a cafe like this, you got to go with it.
Oh, yeah.
You take it to
all
fucking...
of the puns. All of the puns. The sure. bill. For the modest amount of 60 euros, you're now ready for a good day's work.
Euros.
Oh, shit.
Or a good night out on the town.
Order Fellatio Cafe on
soon
iPad.
In Paddington, UK.
I
want to go to the UK sometime soon.
Do they take takeout?
Can you
delivery?
Do they
delivery.
Take out?
Is there deliveries? About us, our sponsor, Bumpicks. All right. More details about these people. These talk about us. No, I want to know who created you.
Concept.
Who created you?
Go up to the top. About us, dude.
Oh.
That's what I clicked on. It took me here. I'm not
sponsors.
As dumb as you think I am.
That's not
contact.
Yeah.
Contact just took me to a page. Yeah, Bumpicks is their sponsor. Well, I guess we'll never know.
Yeah.
But there's another button there. No, that just takes me back there. Okay. I can't click on these.
It constantly.
Ah, it's all blue.
All right. So,
don't blue ball on us.
We need to make a trip at some point.
Moving on.
I hear there's a convention there.
They order a lot of coffee, you guys.
Oh, shit. No wonder. It makes so much sense that they're all so relaxed. Like, fuck it. Let's make some more rules.
But I make a rule this never stops. All right.
Hold on.
So, this movie that we just watched and enjoyed.
Oh, yeah.
What are we watching?
We watched a movie.
Can I just say,
no.
Speaking about the fellatio cafe and all that stuff, how he services these women. Seriously, that man has some fucking stamina.
Yes.
Jesus, what are you talking about?
You saw that line.
Like,
that's above average?
Wait,
this is abnormal?
He was thinking about how many like clients he goes through in a day.
Yeah.
Like 60 clients, yeah.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you'd be able to go every minute for like, you know, or I guess every like 20 minutes?
He's going right now.
For like 9 hours?
Can't you?
I want to see this.
You're seeing
Excuse
it right
me?
Now.
I so don't believe you. You're like,
you wanna watch me.
I totally could do that. You are so...
So,
like,
so we're going to feature a pay-per-view event.
That's called porn.
Shit!
Wait, so he's going to be live. On we'll get a webcam all set up, and we'll see how...
Brought to you by
I just
Flix
say
X-Ray.
That...
Flix X rated.
Oh no. This is not going well.
We're already starting
can
to
I just
say
that
when you're
cam girls and we'll see if we can get this arranged.
We're already
can I just say
in
that when
stage,
you're
Matt.
When you're this lonely, everything's a fantasy.
I feel like, you know, maybe we could actually raise money for something like this.
That'd be
Let's
amazing.
See if we can do like this for Extra Life.
We'll start a GoFundMe.
Patreon.
But instead of money, just send your photos. We'll give you a call.
No, man, like, we just reach out to some cam girls and be like, hey, so we're doing a fundraiser. And we have a guy who decided to boast about how long he lasts. So we're going to see if it's true or not.
Oh, you know what the most awkward part about this entire conversation is?
What?
Most recently, my parents liked Flix X-Ray.
Uh-oh.
And I think they've been listening to the podcast. I've been racking my brain to try and remember the things that I've said in previous podcasts. I'm pretty sure they're all exactly like this. So, Mom, Dad, if you're listening, stop. We gotta throw another warning on the front of this. Like, no, forget the spoilers.
I think you're 15 minutes too late without a warning.
There's the power of editing. We can put it at the beginning.
No, there's no editing in that one.
Oh,
I think it'd be even better if we just actually put this at the beginning of James going, Mom, Dad, please don't listen.
I think we have to.
I think people would be like, why aren't we supposed to listen?
Mom, Dad, don't listen.
You'll find out soon enough.
Everyone else, don't worry about it.
Welcome
You'll
to the...
It.
If you're a cam girl, you know,
give us a call.
Out.
Reach out.
You can definitely hit us up.
If you are a cam girl looking for work, please contact us at...
No.
Oh, shit.
Sony Guts.
We are so getting sued.
Sony Guts.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Okay.
Moving on.
I don't know how to go from there. I feel like...
Tonight on CNN, a local podcasting group got their asses sued.
Tonight on 60 Minutes.
60 Minutes.
How did you...
No, 90. Wasn't it 90 Minutes?
Is it? I thought it was 60
No,
minutes.
It is. I'm trying to make a joke that I failed on. Ah. Don't worry about it. Forget it. I was relating back to the stamina thing.
Yeah.
Oh, for you, I thought it was 9 hours.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's what it was. Yeah, 9 hours. Yep.
Nine hours.
Can I get a case of Gatorade?
No.
Oh.
Only water.
Oh. Okay.
We'll have a water boy.
As long as it's not Jeff in a thong, I'm fine.
But you know what they say.
No, I don't know what they say about Jeff in a thong. Jeff, what do they say about you in a thong?
If the banana's hammock.
If the banana's tired, put it in a hammock.
It has the boosh.
Oh, the lava lamp takes that moment to explode. Really?
It just jizzed everywhere.
We had to work it.
A boosh.
Stop it. Stop it. Oh.
Oh, man.
Now everybody's focused on the lava lamp. It just never ends.
Okay, so the first half of the movie with Adam Sandler before he gets to boning all the oldies.
Oldies but the goodies.
The first half almost feels like a Steven Seagal spoof.
Right?
Almost, yeah.
Right?
Like when he like does the flying kick through the
wall.
I
love that. I love that. You know what I love about that?
Okay.
Aside from the completely horizontal leg bent kick staring at the camera right through the wall, is that he kicks the one guy and then goes flying, and the guy in front of him goes, what? And then goes back to and just waits for it. Like, the fucking foot just came through the wall. You're not going to react to that, man?
It almost, it almost looks like the Liu Kang Mortal Kombat moves at that
Liu
point.
Kang.
I don't know. I like the part right after that where he comes out and he dodges the bullet and then he catches a bullet.
Yeah.
After he caught the bullet, I'd be like, all right, you win.
All right, that's it. I'm
and he catches the other one in his nose.
Well, before that shot, I wouldn't shoot a second time or
third.
A third,
third time.
I wouldn't shoot a third time. I'd be like, all right, you win. I can't. I obviously literally cannot beat someone who can catch a bullet.
No, the other one is like, freeze. And he disassembles the gun.
Yeah. No, yeah. Catching the bullet. That's when I'd be like, I'm done. And then when he's having the argument with the dude with the machete.
Yeah, as he's falling.
That's a legitimate reason, I guess.
Yeah, yes, my people have never been here in the last 100 years.
Oh, there's.
And then for some reason, the Phantom's just on the roof. Yeah. No explanation whatsoever.
Like, you can't catch me!
He's fucking Spider-Man. He turns around and runs.
You can't catch me!
Alright, we've all seen Futurama.
Why not Zoidberg?
You still have Zoidberg. You all still have Zoidberg! Worst impression ever.
I know.
Yeah, you should stop.
Alright, see you guys.
Goodbye.
Bye, good night.
But this movie, I find, is the entire thing is over the top. Even with the Steven Seagal...
Words are hard.
Yep, words are hard tonight. Even with the Steven Seagal stuff, it's like completely over the top. Then they just go into like the over the top stereotyping and racism that this movie completely has. I think that there's just... That's kind of the charm of this movie, actually. It's just over the top at all points.
I think it just remembered that it's an Adam Sandler movie.
Hey, did anybody else think that this movie was over the top?
No, yeah, I think it was a little underplayed.
No,
I think they could definitely...
No, no.
You know what, actually, I think is weird? If you look
what?
At the first half...
Oh, yeah, I'm still here,
hero.
By the way.
He's the hero, and there's that beach scene where he's with, like, all the hotties who never bones any of the hotties in bikinis.
That's true. He only bones the old ladies.
Yeah, right?
And even
in
the
bar.
And
then maybe his wife. I mean, we don't know that he...
Well, maybe he doesn't.
He's not tapping the Zohan.
He's not tapping the Zohan.
He's not tapping himself?
She's not tapping the Zohan.
Well, he wouldn't need to if he's sleeping with all these women. He wouldn't need to tap himself. But...
Ha ha. No.
That's true. Vader agrees.
There you go.
Yeah. No,
oh,
like,
man.
As Fatouche said, Dahlia says to Fatouche, no, no, I am not tapping the Zohan. So, all right. No, he never sleeps with her in the movie.
Quote.
You know what I actually loved about this film was pointing
everything.
Out all the cameos.
God, how many?
Like, you got Kevin James at the Hacky Sack World events.
Yeah.
You've got Chris Rock as the Jamaican, or I don't even know what
he's Jamaican.
Be.
No, he was the taxi driver.
I know, he was the taxi driver.
I think he's supposed to be Jamaican taxi driver.
He's got
driver.
The accent, but then he says, I moved to America and I was going to move all my brothers and sisters here. But then they got macheted to death. So I wonder if he's, like, from Rwanda or something.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know, but...
dark.
Ooh. But anyway, Chris Rock.
Ooh. Bah, bah. We just had a nice...
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I know. You have Chris Rock.
Wow.
And,
Chris Rock.
Oh, that Chris Rock in the house!
Oh, sorry. I went Jackie on the channel for a moment there.
Chris Rock.
Oh, no, wait, that's Chris Tucker.
Tucky?
Yes.
Yeah, Tucker.
Damn it.
Racist.
Lacist.
Okay, so, and then there's Henry Winkler.
But there's so many cameos in this movie that, like, it's just hilarious what they can get out of this. Like, Kevin James was there, as you said.
Yep.
Then there was Henry Winkler.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
I love you, little horny.
I love you, little horny.
I love you too, little horny man. Buy my new album.
Can I just be honest? Like, that was, that line was great.
It was pretty good.
I totally didn't realize the joke when she said that one person asked her to sign All I Want for Ramadan Is You.
I love that she says, not another one. I love the fact that he's wearing a Mariah Carey shirt pretty much through the entire movie.
Yeah. He ripped off his like military jacket. It's just Mariah Carey does like the shadow kick through the wall in a Mariah Carey shirt.
Well, it wasn't his military jacket. It was his disguise.
Was it?
Yeah, he was disguised. Yeah, because he was running in disguise.
And then to be out of disguise, he's wearing Mariah.
Ah, yes. But
Mariah.
But I have to say something, and I think I'm going to offend people.
Yay.
Woo!
Wait, we haven't
been offending people yet.
We need to give a warning. In case you're not already offended, prepare yourself.
Okay, it's not that bad. Fuck. I was going to say, this is the movie that started the downfall of Adam Sandler.
How dare you?
Oh, my God.
I am so offended. That is the worst thing you have ever said, ever. What the fuck?
Patriarchy.
Hashtag triggered indeed, sir. Good God.
Hashtag triggered. Hashtag triggered.
Say it one more time. Fucking trigger your face.
Triggered.
Well, come on. Think about what he did after this.
What did he do after this?
Jack and Jill.
I was going to say nothing, but all right. What else? What came after that?
Hateful Eight.
Hateful Eight.
Oh, dear.
Wow, so he didn't do much between those.
Or not Hateful Eight, the Ridiculous Six or whatever.
Whatever that movie was, Netflix movie. Then there was Grown Ups and like Grown Ups 2.
Hey, you know what? I think the first one, it wasn't so bad.
Yeah, the first one was
I don't really
okay.
remember it, but.
Second one was really bad. Didn't have everyone back.
Didn't he also do like Happy People after that?
Oh yeah, Happy
or was that
People.
Before?
Pixels.
That would have been before a lot of those.
Oh, Pixels was apparently terrible.
Happy People was a long time ago.
Was it? I can't.
Okay,
I don't
so
my Adam Sandler
after
chronology.
You Don't Mess with the Zohan is Bedtime Stories, Funny People, Grown Ups, Zookeeper. He was apparently a voice on Just Go with It. Jack and Jill. That's My Boy. Okay, that one was funny.
Hotel Transylvania.
Yep. That was pretty good too.
Yeah, but he was. Not really.
Oh. Animated was better.
He was in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Look at that.
One episode, apparently.
Yep. Splendid Top 5. Pixels.
Oh, yeah, Hotel he plays himself.
Oh, the Cobbler.
That's My Boy, yeah.
That's My Boy.
The
he was
Do-Over.
On. The Cobbler. The Cobbler was bad.
Oh, who did he play?
Blended.
In, who did he play in Conan?
Himself.
Ba-dum-tsh. Fuck you guys.
Young Han Solo in audition.
I wish The Cobbler was a lot better.
Has anyone actually seen The Do-Over?
Yes.
No.
What did you think of that one?
No.
Nah.
No.
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 Oh, wait. The Do-Over? No. That was... I was thinking of... just go with it. Do-Over was okay. It had a weird, like, halfway... Towards the end, it just got, like, okay. You're like, whatever. The beginning's pretty funny, but then it gets dark. And not funny.
Oh, yeah.
Except for the guy who keeps getting electrocuted in the nipples.
Yeah,
that was movie? That one was actually Do-Over was pretty good, but Ridiculous Six is really bad. Pixels is pretty
David
bad.
David Spade, isn't it?
Oh, that improves it.
I like David Spade.
David Spade's awesome.
I have not watched this yet. I keep seeing it pop up on Netflix.
I give it a watch. If you're in a mood where you're like, I just want to toss something kind of funny in the background that I don't have to think about,
then you can put on any Adam Sandler.
I digress, but you know what I fucking hate?
What?
The most recent update where Backspace doesn't back. Out of a page doesn't go back anymore. You have to do alt left arrow.
Oh dear.
I've always
this
done
bullshit.
That.
What is it? The Middle
triggered.
Ages?
Patriarchy!
Triggered. Make America great again.
bring back
the Backspace.
But seriously, Adam Sandler had like just a run of like meh or what the fuck movies.
Yeah.
Like, who's seen Pixels?
Me.
No.
Was it good?
No.
No? Was it awful? They're worth watching at all.
I still remember seeing a picture of him after they were like interviewing him from the Pixel, and he just looks so depressed. He's just like, yeah, it's.
But he's kind of gone into the movie realm where it's not funny anymore. He's lost that kind of charm that he had back
it's
in the day.
It's become cringy.
Yeah.
For those that can't see, I pulled up a photo of a guy pressing soda cans and says, "This is my job. It's soda pressing." And I'm sure many of you out there have seen this meme. You're
when
welcome.
The meme stop, we all die.
Aren't you glad I'm here?
Yes.
He's the meme mice.
Suicide sheep.
Suicide sheep.
Okay, we're digressing.
We have to watch this later.
Yeah, we gotta. I'm going to close this. Yeah!
Back to the Fellatio
Cafe.
Cafe
comes up again.
All right, hey! So with that, speaking of happy endings, what do you say we rate this film?
Wrap this up on a positive note. And then we have a business to start. And
see
a,
if we can get
and
a
campaign
chapter.
To launch. And
do you think we could approach them of a franchise?
Franchise.
We
want
to open a franchise in
we
Canada.
Take 50% of profits.
No.
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 30%. No. Get free blowjobs whenever you want. Okay. Within,
within reason.
Oh, these are the moments, kids. These are the moments you live for.
So, James, how would you rate this movie? Out of 5.
Oh, I was going to 7.5. All right. I got to rescale everything. Okay. Out of 5, I'm going to give it a solid 4.
Okay.
Because... yes, it's dumb and it's goofy and it's like, what the fuck? Where did that ping pong paddle come out of his ass? Like, what? Why?
Same with the fizzy pop.
And the fizzy pop and the fish. The fish drove me crazy. The fish in his ass. Like, nobody's gonna want to eat your fish now.
Nobody ate that fish. He threw it on the ground.
Away, but still.
But why would he want?
Threw it on the ground.
Okay, freaking Lonely
anyways,
Island.
But even though it's dumb. It's hilarious and it's really fun to watch. I just don't feel right giving it a perfect score, but I really should. But 4, we're going 4 because I like this movie. It's funny, it's ridiculous, it's stupid, and I don't mind Adam Sandler.
All right, yeah. Herbert.
And his wife is hot. Is in the movie. I don't know who his wife is in real life.
Yeah, you know what? I've seen her in a movie before. That's one of my weird favorite cult films.
Let's
it's
find
called
it.
100 Girls.
Really?
Yeah.
You knew that off the top of your head, did you?
Yes, I did, because I really enjoy the movie.
Oh, okay. It's the movie.
It's about a guy who sleeps with a chick in an elevator during a blackout, and then he's trying to re-sleep with all the girls in his building to find out who that girl is.
That sounds ridiculous.
It's called 100 Girls. Look it up.
100 Girls. I will, after I look her up. What was her name? Dahlia? Emanuela? Okay. Move on. I'm going to...
Look,
gonna,
right there. Known for.
Hey.
100 Girls and Call of Duty Black Ops.
What? Call of Duty Black... Okay, I'm gonna do
Dirty
Duty? She's in Super Troopers 2!
That's exciting.
She's in Super Troopers 2.
And apparently all right.
Get somebody else's rating while I
Herbert.
Investigate. Out of 5.
Out of 5.
Not
I
10.
Rate it... Wahan.
It's a good rating. I like
1 out
rating.
Of 5?
Wahan.
Wahan?
Wahan.
Wahan?
It's like a
why
6.
One?
I think it is a 6, actually. Wahan, Wahan, super, super.
I was thinking, is that like 6?
Okay, I'm going to put it at a 3.5.
3.5? Why?
3.5. It has good moments. It has cringy moments. Like, I swear, that last ending scene, I always hate it. I always hate that ending. It's just... Ugh.
What, with him having...
Doing the yell.
Doing the yell. Oh, yeah.
The yell at the end.
I thought you meant, like, when his parents show up. And
yeah, when his
stuff.
Parents show up and everything's all good. No, that's a horrible part.
I know. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, that's all right. I mean, every movie does that. You must hate every movie.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, so 3.5. Okay.
Well, like I said, it has good... Fuck you.
It has good moments, eh?
Time bomb.
It has good moments.
It has really good moments, and it's just like I said, it's with a lot of other movies that I recommend. It's really fun and enjoyable to watch, and you don't really feel like you're wasting your time with this one.
Tony, how'd you go with this movie?
I gotta actually go a little lower than Herb here. I'd have to give it a 3.
Fair enough.
For me, I feel like it's one of those comedies where halfway through it just sort of loses steam.
Mm.
You know, like the first chunk is really funny and then it just kind of loses steam and then just kind of blows out. You know, like it just kind of goes, oh, pfft. Like the way the guy gets arrested, there's no major big standoff at the end. It just kind of is like a...
Blah, blah, blah.
It just kind of flatlines right at the end. You know, it's got some good funny gags to it. It's a little racist, but ultimately it's a 3. It's pretty decent. It's going to be, you can turn your brain off and laugh a little bit for a while and you're good to go.
Racism.
Racism for the win. I mean,
plus one.
And even the like racist hillbillies are fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But they make fun of everyone in this movie. It's almost as bad as Team America.
True. Okay, so Jeff, now we've heard everyone else is at the table.
Mad.
What's yours?
I'd give it a 4. Okay. I find this movie to be one of those movies that does racial humor in a way that's not absolutely and completely offensive like certain movies that we've done.
It's okay.
Totally, completely, and absolutely offended. I'm sorry. It's your turn.
Let him speak.
Like certain movies, like I found when I watched Love Guru, like it was done less tactfully and less like with Love Guru, it was less blown up, so it made it seem like it was almost the thing, but really wasn't. And it okay. kind of took it. If you take racial humor to the extreme, sometimes it works better than if you take it a little. If you take it down a point, because mm-hmm. everyone knows you're making fun of the stereotype instead of making fun of the people. So this movie, I think, did the racial humor thing better than a lot of other movies did. So that's why I can give it a better rating this. There are certain things that are very cringeworthy. Like, yeah, the scream is kind of, okay. Then the fish. I agree with James on that one, where it's like, who would eat that fish after he had it in his ass?
Nobody like, ate the fish! And he was going to eat the fish anyway!
Which is still disgusting. Yeah. I mean, the only argument I can see is that you're supposed to cut the head off the fish. And it was the head that was in his butt?
James?
True.
We don't kink shame here.
Okay.
If yeah. that is your destiny.
It is my destiny not to kink shame, apparently.
I have a little bit of trivia for everybody when we're done here.
Yeah. But that would be where my rating weight works. I think that 4 is a fair enough rating. So that's 14.5 out of 20, so 72.5%.
Your math adds. Yeah. I didn't even get that far. I wrote down the numbers.
I agree to disagree. I mean,
all right. So, James, trivia time.
Did you know that in the film 100 Girls? By the way, I looked it up and I started reading. Now I find this interesting. Rod suffers from a medical condition called hypospadia. This is a real medical condition where I'm almost saying that right. Real medical condition where the urethra tract is misaligned and opens on the penis somewhere else other than at the tip. It's most common in males, well, no shit, and usually corrected within the first year of life. So my question to you, Tony, is, what the fuck kind of movie is this that you need to find that out about somebody?
This is a raunchy comedy, and that's his best friend who doesn't have sex with anybody. Okay. And that's his, hang-up.
Did you know that it's most common in males?
Most.
Most common. Not only in males.
Well,
it's
obviously.
It's most common in males.
You could have it's probably most noticeable. Women.
That doesn't. I don't are you think that tracks.
Are you? Hey, are you classifying people into their genders?
Oh, you want to start this? You want to start this with me?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Patriarchy.
All right. I'm ready.
Hashtag triggered.
Uh-oh.
Let's do this.
He
go.
Stood up.
I'm ready.
Oh,
let's
I'm not going to even try
start
this because I fucking
Bring
hate
it.
That.
Bring
did
it.
You hear it? His dick just got hard ready for this argument.
That's it.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank our guest, Herbert, for coming on to the show, and our OG sound guy, James.
They're just making noises at this point.
What does OG mean?
Original gangster.
Oh. I'm fine with that. Yo.
Yeah.
Wait, can I borrow your hat?
Oh. I have to.
I'm fine with that, yo. Okay, you can have the back up.
I just love it wasn't even necessary. I just love that that you have a Deadpool hat and when the face that was speech bubble that was facing me was bite me.
That's perfect.
So this has been another episode of Flix That's Right. I'm your host Jeff.
I'm your host Tony.
Night guys.
Good night internet. Next week we're gonna bring Fetch back with Mean Girls.
Hey guys, if you liked what you heard, subscribe to us on Google Play and iTunes.
Don't forget to give us a rating and a review. We'd love to hear from you.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Flix That's Raid.
And like us on Facebook at the page Flix X Raid.
You can also find us on Stitcher at Flix X Raid. Thanks, guys.
Good night, internet.